the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
That means it's time for some high school football talk here on Drive Time Sports. This past Friday, the Carbon Dinos dipped to 0-2 overall in the season, this time losing to Ben Lomond 62-15. The Dinos will now travel on the road. They'll go to St. George this Friday to take on Snow Canyon, a team also looking for their first win. Joining us over the phone right now, we have Coach Josh Huntsman of the Dino squad, always kind enough to join us each week. Coach, great to hear from you.
Oh, I definitely appreciate you giving me a phone call.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Coach, we'll dive right into it and talk about this past Friday. You guys dipped to 0-2 on the season. You go up against a very good Ben Lomond football team, and well, they just have a couple of playmakers that obviously made a world of a difference right out of the gate.
They did, yeah. Their quarterback's a tough little quarterback. He understands their offense really well. He makes good reads. They've got a running back who, when he gets the ball in his hands, runs downhill real hard, and, you know, they also have a playmaker on the outside that they can throw the ball to. I think one of their receivers had probably 250 receiving yards against us.
Yeah, again, one of those type of game breakers. And when you have such limited numbers, Coach, and such a younger team, is it good for these kids to see a team play at that particular level?
It definitely is. You know, when kids get to see the game played the right way, it actually helps improve their game quite a bit. And you know, you got to give them a lot of credit for the product that they put on the field. They did a good job executing their offense and doing the things that put them in a position to win the football game.
When that game is over, first off, it's the first road game of the season. You talk to the guys after the contest. What do you tell them, and what was their reaction?
You know, it's a little bit difficult. Yeah, we were prepared as we were on our way down there. And then, you know, there's an accident on the highway where you end up being late. So we actually rolled into Ogden about 20 minutes before game time. So we just hurried up and warmed up, and we wanted them to be able to start the game at 7. So, you know, we didn't take a lot of time preparation beforehand to get into the ball game. So there's definitely a mindset that you have to get into before you play. And, you know, we weren't quite there yet.
Yeah, that's something that I wasn't aware of that. I mean, it definitely changes things a little bit before you go into action, for sure.
It does, and, you know, you try not to use that. You don't want to use that ever as an excuse, and so that's why we didn't make mention of it. But, you know, it's tough when you roll in a little bit late and you're rushing and you feel like it's stacked up against you a little bit. You know, we'll never use that as an excuse. They played much better football than we did. But, you know, yeah, we were sluggish coming out, and I think part of it was the drive down.
With all that being said, let's talk about the sophomore quarterback play here, Noah Jones. He did throw a touchdown pass. Improvements, maybe a step back. I mean, how did you compare his performance in this game compared to Manti?
Well, from first half to second half, his performance was, you know, a complete 180. First half, he seemed a little timid. His drops weren't as good as what they had been previously. He did make some good reads in the second half, you know, threw a few good balls, got on the positive side of the passing yardage. And so, you know, that was a good thing. You know, all in all, I think our entire offense kind of had a step back from where we were against Manti. But, you know, that's the ebb and flow of football. That's competing one week versus the next week. You know, we just got to figure out how to increase our football IQ and play better football.
Nate Olson once again leads this offense. Coach, this kid is just a very good football player, to say the least, and I know you guys are going to continue to rely on him throughout the year.
He is. Has, you know, total right now has 157 rush yards on offense. He's got probably 400 or 500 rush yard, you know, kickoff return yards. Had a 98-yard touchdown return. You know, sets a school record in the modern era, you know, before you could bring the ball out of the end zone, but now you can't. So he's got a school record as at 98-yard kickoff return, which is a phenomenal thing. Kid just gives you everything he has. He's going to be the go-to, and a lot of teams are going to understand that, and they'll see the yardage that are definitely going to Nate. And so they'll key on him. We've got to figure out ways to be able to get him the ball and protect him from, you know, some of the big hits that teams are going to try to put on him.
Look, I think that's even more impressive when you talk about the statistics, because teams know where you're going to go with it, and he's still putting up this type of, you know, these types of yardages and these types of games. I think that's a true testament to just how good Nate really is.
Definitely is. And, you know, it's nice when you have a junior that's doing that because you get him for a couple of years. Just think about, you know, how it's going to flow throughout the rest of the season, and then you still have that kid on your roster. And so that's a huge bonus for us. You know, we are a young team, and, you know, we're going through those growing pains. If you look at the second half, some of the second half was their sophomores playing against our sophomores. And when our sophomores have an opportunity to play kids that are their size and their age and their football IQ, you know, we're a good football team. We just got to figure out how to put that together and play with the teams that are playing mostly juniors and seniors. And so if we can get that accomplished, you know, we're a very talented team.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Josh Huntsman of the Carbon Dino Football Program. Coach, let's fast forward to this Friday. You guys will travel down south. You'll take on Snow Canyon, a team that hasn't won a game yet. They lost to a school out of Idaho this past week. You go back before that, they lost a nail biter to Uinta. How good is Snow Canyon, and what do you know about this team?
Snow Canyon, their starting quarterback suffered an injury against Uinta that knocked him out of the ballgame midway through the first half. They brought in their backup. He actually has improved from 1 week to the next. They've got a running back, number 6. He's going to be a phenomenal football player. Gets that those hard yards on the inside, can run to the outside, can do a lot of different things for him. They have a very good scheme. Their scheme is similar to Ben Lomond's, but they don't show the same team speed that Ben Lomond has. So it's going to be an interesting football game. You know, I had the opportunity to coach against the team that they played against in Idaho, which is a very good football team, you know, a state contender every single year. So the teams that they've lost to are not slouches, but, you know, they just don't show the same speed on film that we've seen the last 2 weeks.
You talked about the quarterback play. Austin Staheeley, here's a kid that can beat you with his arm. He can also beat you with his feet. He threw for like 125 yards last week, and I think he ran for another 50. When you're preparing for a mobile quarterback like that, who definitely has the go-ahead to throw the ball down the field, yet at the same time take off running at any given moment, how do you prepare for an individual player like that?
You know, we've talked a lot with our defensive line this week, telling them to stay home, keep your outside arm free, stay in your gaps. Don't rush upfield. If you rush upfield, he'll beat you with your legs. If you sit back and don't rush him, he's going to beat you with his arm. So, I mean, we've put our defensive line in a tough situation. You know, he's a dual-threat quarterback who can do a lot of good things for him. And so we are, you know, we're definitely trying to prepare our defensive line to help them out so that they understand, you know, what their role within this game is going to be.
And I'm sure the kids hear this as well. I mean, obviously, with myself working in media, I get it a lot wherever I go out of town, whoever I'm talking to, if it's another media member or if it's someone that's associated with the Utah High School Activities Association. A lot of love goes to the schools up north, and a lot of love goes to the schools down south. You guys have an opportunity to go up against two schools from the south, and I mean, that right there should be enough poster board material. There's obviously a bias way north and way south in the state.
You know, I try not to talk to the media other than the local media around here, and so I don't really get involved with that. We're just a football team preparing for another football team. You know, if everyone wants to make a bigger deal out of it than what it is, so be it. You know, we're here trying to teach our kids proper principles and let them play a game, which, you know, is a great accomplishment in itself. It's tough to play football. And when you have people talking about how great, you know, the North is and how great the South is and no love for some of these smaller schools, you know, I don't really buy into any of that stuff. I try to stay out of it as much as I can, because all I'm trying to do is coach our kids that we have here and, you know, allow them to play a game that I love.
That's a fantastic answer. I like that a lot, Coach. You guys do have two games remaining before we jump into the league season. Snow Canyon, Hurricane, then Emory. So the next 3 weeks, they're going to be pretty tough for you guys. This is a tough stretch. I know I ask you this question every time we talk about the difficultness of the schedule, but it just seems like it's not going to let up anytime soon.
You know, and we like that. We don't want it to let up. We want our kids to be able to go out there and prepare for our league play. Yeah, you know, you don't get to see the team speed that you see with Morgan. You don't get to see a team speed that you see with Juan Diego. And so we're trying to pit ourselves against teams that show us that team speed and show us, you know, that type of football. And if we can play tough teams and if we can compete with tough teams, you know, we're going to be much better off in our league. you know, we don't take any game for granted. We get 10 of them a year. I tell kids all the time, I says, if you're playing high school football, you only get 40 games in your career. And if you're playing a JV and a freshman schedule, you only get 38 games in your career. And so we don't take anything for granted. Every game is special to us. Every game means something. And so if we come out and if we perform, and I told our kids all week, the two things that we can control is our attitude and our effort. And so if we come out with a good attitude and play football hard, and if we give good effort, you know, you can't take that away from them. And that's the most important thing for us right now, is just playing with good attitude and with effort.
You just mentioned some of the sophomore and the junior and the JV schedules for you guys. I know that things are a little bit different this year as far as the numbers in the lower classes go. But that sophomore group is a group that I'm really interested in this year, Coach, because you got to have these kids as freshmen now that they're sophomores. How's their development so far this year?
You know, we've kept quite a few of those kids down with that younger group, and they're playing with the freshmen right now. You know, with our two teams, we have a sophomore team and we have a varsity team. And so last week we ended up playing against Highland Junior High. Highland Junior High's coach was a little upset because we had sophomores, so we actually pulled all the sophomores off the field. We ended up playing with 14 freshmen. And, you know, they put up 44 points. And so that's a promising thing. So we see within our younger groups the development and actually running the offense cleanly, running the defense cleanly. And when it's done properly, I mean, you see a lot of points put up on the board. And that's kind of what we're looking for with our varsity. We're looking at, you know, to clean things up, keep doing the things the right way. And if we do that, the points will come. And, you know, we're seeing that come into fruition with our younger group a little bit, to where they're doing things the right way, they're working with each other, and the points are coming. And so, you know, we're pleased with what our future will bring. We just want to keep that group together as much as we can and allow them to play with each other and develop.
Morale right now is good on the team?
What was that?
Is the morale good right now on the team?
Oh yeah, the morale's good. We're excited. We're just keep plugging away, keep doing what we can do, and control the things that we can control.
Coach, it's always fun to talk to you. Best of luck as you guys go down south this Friday. Drive safe, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, I appreciate you. Thanks for the phone call, and remember, go Dinos.
Go Dinos, definitely. Coach Josh Huntsman taking out the time to join us as we preview week 3 of the high school football season. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to play psychic. Try to predict the Utah Utes football schedule. The Utes will get rolling tomorrow here on KOAL 103.9 FM and 7:50 a.m. They take on Southern Utah to open up the season. We'll go over the Utes schedule and predict wins and losses. That's coming up next.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. The play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Golden Eagles.
Welcome to my house.